Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Elise Stefanik, a U.S. representative from New York's 21st District, recently selected by former President Donald Trump to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Elise Stefanik biography. Elise Stefanik, born on July 2, 1984, in Albany, New York, is a Republican U.S. representative for New York's 21st Congressional District. Known as a rising star within the GOP, Stefanik is celebrated for her dedication to conservative principles, her strong support for Donald Trump, and her rapid rise through the party ranks. Her career has been defined by her focus on national security, rural economic development, and education, areas that resonate deeply with her largely rural district in upstate New York. Stefanik grew up in a family with deep ties to small business in upstate New York, as her family owned a plywood and lumber business. She went on to attend Harvard University, where she graduated with a degree in government in 2006. At Harvard, Stefanik was politically active, and her early career included working in President George W. Bush's administration and on Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. These experiences helped shape her commitment to conservative policies and gave her a foundation in national politics. In 2014, at the age of 30, Stefanik ran for Congress, becoming the youngest woman ever elected to the U.S. House of Representatives at that time. Her victory was notable in a district that had leaned Democratic in previous years, and it highlighted her appeal to voters who valued her moderate conservative stance and her commitment to her constituents' needs. Since then, Stefanik has won re-election multiple times, each time reinforcing her standing as a leading voice for upstate New York in Congress. Throughout her time in Congress, Stefanik has championed issues relevant to her district, including support for farmers, military families, and local small businesses. She serves on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, positions that allow her to influence national security policy and support a strong U.S. military presence. Her work on these committees has established her as a knowledgeable voice on defense issues, and she has earned praise from colleagues for her dedication to the nation's security. In recent years, Stefanik became widely known for her strong support of Donald Trump. During Trump's impeachment proceedings, she was a vocal defender, arguing against what she viewed as partisan attacks and unfair procedures. This support for Trump earned her praise from the conservative base, and she quickly rose in prominence within the party. In 2021, Stefanik was elected chair of the House Republican Conference, the third-ranking position among House Republicans, further cementing her influence in GOP leadership. In 2023, Donald Trump announced that, should he return to office, he intended to appoint Stefanik as the United States Ambassador to the United Nations. This selection highlights Trump's trust in Stefanik as a diplomat who would represent America's interests on the global stage, with a focus on promoting strong national security and defending American values abroad. Her background in foreign affairs through her committee work and her commitment to Trump's policy agenda make her a fitting choice for this role. Stefanik lives in Schuylerville, New York, with her husband, Matt Manda, and their young son. Known for her work ethic, sharp political instincts, and dedication to her constituents, Stefanik has become one of the most prominent figures in Republican politics. Her potential role as ambassador to the United Nations marks a new chapter in her career, one that could further elevate her as a leading voice in both domestic and international politics. Elise Stefanik, why people support her. Representative Elise Stefanik has gained strong support from her constituents and conservatives across the nation due to her dedication to national security, economic development, and her unwavering support for Donald Trump. One of the primary reasons people support Stefanik is her commitment to national security and defense. Serving on both the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees, she has advocated for a strong military and increased funding for defense, earning the respect of veterans and military families. Her understanding of complex national security issues and her advocacy for American strength on the global stage resonate with voters who prioritize a strong defense. Stefanik's focus on supporting rural communities and economic development has also earned her praise in her upstate New York district. She has championed policies that benefit farmers, small businesses, and rural healthcare providers, recognizing the unique challenges her constituents face. Many in her district see her as an effective advocate for their economic interests, especially as she pushes for lower taxes, deregulation, and rural infrastructure improvements. Another reason for Stefanik's popularity is her unwavering support for Donald Trump and her alignment with his policy agenda. Her vocal defense of Trump during his impeachment trials and her strong stance against perceived liberal bias have endeared her to the conservative base. This support helped her secure the influential position of House Republican Conference Chair, and many view her as a loyal representative of Trump's vision for America. Stefanik's stance on education and family values also resonates with voters, particularly those who prioritize parental rights and conservative social policies. She has pushed for policies that give parents more control over their children's education and opposes what she views as liberal overreach in schools. Her advocacy for family values and her opposition to progressive education policies appeal to conservative families in her district and across the country. Finally, Stefanik's rising influence in GOP leadership has made her a prominent voice within the Republican Party. Supporters admire her for breaking barriers as a young female leader in the party, seeing her as an effective communicator and advocate for conservative principles. Her selection as a potential ambassador to the United Nations reflects her dedication and growing significance on both a national and international level. Elise Stefanik, why people don't support her? Despite her popularity among conservatives, Representative Elise Stefanik also faces criticism from various groups who disagree with her policies and her alignment with Donald Trump. One of the primary criticisms of Stefanik is her strong support for Donald Trump. While this stance has earned her favor among Trump supporters, it has alienated some moderate Republicans and independent voters who feel she is too closely aligned with Trump's policies and rhetoric. Critics argue that her loyalty to Trump may prioritize his agenda over the broader needs of her district and constituents. Another area of criticism is her focus on conservative social policies, particularly regarding education and parental rights. While her stance appeals to conservative families, others believe her opposition to certain educational programs and progressive policies limits diversity and inclusivity in schools. Her critics argue that her approach may not represent the full range of perspectives within her district, especially in educational settings. Stefanik's focus on national defense has also drawn opposition from those who favor a more restrained approach to military spending. Her advocacy for increased defense budgets and military expansion contrasts with the views of some constituents who believe resources should be redirected toward domestic issues like healthcare and infrastructure. Her rising influence in GOP leadership is also viewed critically by some who feel she has prioritized her political ambitions over the needs of her district. Opponents argue that her fast-tracked ascent in the Republican Party may reflect a focus on national politics rather than serving her district's immediate concerns. Finally, her anticipated role as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has sparked debate, with critics questioning her diplomatic experience and whether she is well-suited to represent the U.S. on the global stage. Some argue that her strong alignment with Trump's policies may limit her ability to work with international leaders, while supporters see her as a firm representative of American interests abroad. This potential appointment highlights the contrasting views on her effectiveness and whether her approach aligns with America's diplomatic goals. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.